You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the government revealed proposed ACC changes to cover birth injuries, with birth injuries that are only the result of a treatment injury being covered by the scheme currently. This comes in the same month that the Green Party launched an open letter to the Minister for ACC, asking for all birth injuries and trauma to be covered. The Green Party has received a lot of support, having over 36,000 signatures so far. The Green Party has shown support to the government's proposed ACC changes to cover birth control, however, wishes that all birth injuries were included rather than a selected amount. This morning, I spoke with Green Party MP and ACC spokesperson Jan Logie about the government's proposed changes, as well as their open letter that is close to 40,000 signatures. How do you feel about the government's proposed ACC changes to cover birth injuries?
The Green Party welcomes the announcement of more coverage for birth injuries, and it's fantastic that they've listened to the tens of thousands of New Zealanders and many of our national organisations who signed our open letter. And we're looking forward to people engaging in the select committee process to make sure that the legislation covers all birth injuries and trauma.
And why have the Green Party launched this open letter? Why is it important that all birth injuries are covered?
Well, there's several reasons, really. So one of them is that our ACC system, the intention of it was to provide no-fault rehabilitation at support and compensation for New Zealanders who experienced accidents or injury. And that was developed in the 50s and has got a pretty ugly sexist bias to it. And some years there's about $1 billion difference of what gets paid out between men and women. And it makes no sense to us and the people that signed the letter that an ACL injury on the sports field would get cover, but not a birth injury. That just seems to be embedded sexism, and it's time for that to change. And it's also about recognising that birth injuries are, like, they can be really significant. We've heard from so many birthing parents, particularly women, about suffering in real pain and not knowing where to get support, and some people spending thousands of dollars to be able to access really vital physio. And then the even worse situation of families who didn't have a spare few thousand dollars not being able to access those physio treatments and just suffering and pain. And that can lead to, you know, like, apart from the pain and the suffering, a breakdown in relationship and attachment with the baby and the, you know, the ending of relationships. And that's just not good enough.
Why do you think the government didn't choose to include all birth injuries in their proposed ACC changes? Do you think that there is an important reason behind this?
Well, when we were asking the minister in the House yesterday about why, so what we've been told is that they'd worked with medical experts to come up with the list, and that they think that that's comprehensive. We've got a concern that, as an example, and this sounds really technical, but that at the moment they're saying that they'll cover uterine prolapse, but they aren't including bladder prolapse. So we're a bit worried that the whole idea of having a defined list of, you know, exact things they'll cover will leave gaps and inconsistencies in the system. But they're following advice, and we hope through the select committee process that we can get that sorted out. More sadly, from my perspective and of definitely some of the people that wrote to us, it seems as if the decision not to cover injuries to babies during the birth process was driven by a sense that it would cost too much. And that really just makes me very, very sad, because it doesn't make sense to me that a baby that develops a disability as a result of a lack of access to oxygen through a failure in treatment in the birthing process will not get the support that somebody else who has, you know, after being born, has an accident and needs support. It just doesn't, it's an inequity from my mind, and doesn't recognise kind of the holistic nature of support that whānau need and the big impact that that can have on everyone.
Your open letter now has more than 36,000 signatures, with the goal of reaching 40,000. If or once this amount of signatures is reached, what will happen next?
So, well, we'll be handing the letter and the stories that people have been sharing with us over to the minister, and with checking in with people whether we can use some of that through the select committee process as well. And when people sign on to that letter, it enables us to get in contact with them and tell them when the submission process is happening so they can engage in that to make sure that we do take this opportunity of a first piece of progressive ACC legislation in decades to make sure it's as good as possible and, you know, meets the desire of New Zealanders for it to be, to cover all birth injuries and trauma.
I then spoke to the Chief Executive of the New Zealand College of Midwives, Alison Eddy, to get her opinion on the proposed amendments to the ACC legislation, as well as her thoughts on the updated Maternity Action Plan. While the New Zealand College of Midwives welcomes the proposed ACC changes to cover birth injuries, I began by asking Alison if she had any criticism with the changes, and if so, what?
Look, not really. I think we're really pleased that ACC have taken a look at this issue and extended the cover. I think until it's actually put in place and we see what it means for those women seeking cover, though, it will be hard to really understand whether there's any criticisms there. Yeah.
So do you think that it will just take until we put the legislation forward that we can really start talking about?
Yes, understand what it means. Understand what it means, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the way that I've interpreted what I've read is that it's taken it right out of ACC's treatment injury category, which was why it was very restrictive, because it had to meet a specific definition within the ACC legislation. And so what I believe is happening is there'll be a whole new section in the ACC legislation that is just for these injuries, and that presumably they won't need to meet the test then to be determined as treatment injuries. So it should theoretically mean that the cover is quite freely available. But, you know, until that's actually put in place, we don't know if that will be the case, but that's certainly how it appears.
In terms of birth injuries and potential psychological trauma, how common is it that a woman experiences these things during birth? And as a midwife, what are some things that you have witnessed?
For some women, yes, birth can result in that level of trauma, depending on what their experiences is, and that's not necessarily anything related to having, you know, an adverse outcome from the birth. It sometimes is just simply a difficult or shocking process for people, you know, emotionally and psychologically, if they haven't got a lot of other support, or if, you know, they're just not fully prepared for it. Most of the time, these things are self-limiting with the right support after the birth, you know, good debriefing with their midwife, time to sort of think and discuss and understand the events that might have occurred that they didn't anticipate. So for many, many women, that's all the support they need. But there are, you know, a small number of women that might need more psychological support following birth. And I think that's perhaps what you're alluding to around, does this go far enough? Because I think there's still some unanswered things there around what sort of support women might be able to access, what funded support they might be able to access in that regard. And that's certainly something worthy of merit and worthy of further consideration. Yep.
And as well as these proposed ACC changes to cover birth injuries, the government's Maternity Action Plan has also been updated. Have you seen any of the updates made here or been told what some of these updates may be?
Oh, well, we haven't seen the original plan. It hasn't been publicly released, even though it's been in operation for a couple of years. So we're really excited to see this new updated version finally and the plan finally being released. We don't have any detail yet. I think it's awaiting publication, hopefully in the next couple of days, on the Ministry of Health website. But the items that have been listed in the Minister's press release, things that I think we in the maternity sector agree are absolute priorities, strategic priorities, and we're really excited to see what the detail is and how we can support them.
And will they be getting any advice, you know, from parties outside of their own, you know, in terms of getting maybe voices from the New Zealand College of Midwives?
Well, no, the plan's already been developed and we believe it's, you know, ready for publication. It is slightly unusual that the ministry would not consult widely on a revised plan like this. It's sort of not the usual process or practice. So no, we haven't had a chance to have direct input into this revised plan, but we're looking forward to seeing it.
That was the Chief Executive of the New Zealand College of Midwives, Alison Eddy, and before that, Green Party MP Jan Logie, talking about the government's proposed ACC changes to cover birth injuries, as well as the Green Party's open letter and the Maternity Action Plan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.